Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Taree. I think I got Di back. Di, are you on? Di, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can. Yeah, we're good. Anyway, so welcome to the show today. And this is Di's idea to do this show. It's the third part in a four-part series on how women and men have different communication styles. I said it like that, but I think the better way of saying it is sometimes we just don't understand each other. It's all good, right?
Sure.
So why don't you tell everybody what we're talking about today? Because, as I said, it was your idea, great idea. We've got a lot of positive feedback and a lot of great stories. So, anyway, what's your take on it today?
We're talking to people who are the smotherers, and they may not realize that they're smothering other people. So that's what we're talking about basically today. It's smothering, and, you know, we can do it in many ways. You can call the person all the time or be very clingy, very needy. You can, kind of inject yourself into all these different areas of their lives where they don't want you. So what's your that?
You know, I tell you, mothering and smothering, very similar, okay, just a difference of it is. So if you're a woman and you're mothering or you're trying to take care of your man and you're coddling him too much, then you mothers do that, right? So don't be a mother. If you're a man and your woman's calling you and she's calling you too much or you, in your estimation, because usually it's a man thing, I think that feels smothered more than a woman, what does that look like? And why is she doing it? So one of the questions you got to ask yourself is, why is this person feeling like they need to call you? Or why are they trying to get in your space when you don't want them there? And I my own thought on this is that they are so insecure a lot of times that they need to feel better, and it's all about them feeling better, wanting to make sure that they're still a part of your life and wanting to make sure you're still there. Right? So it's not really about connecting with you or even communicating with you. I really feel that sometimes, not all the time, so I want to clarify that because it always happens or it never happens. This is just sometimes this is what I see with people that I talk to and deal with, you know what I mean? And, so they're feeling not secure or they're feeling... I have a friend of mine who calls it in turmoil. So is that coming from fear or is that coming from love? What's your take on it, Di? You think that's fear or love, smothering? Did I lose you? I know your reception's
no.
Can you hear? Okay, go ahead.
Is it my reception? It's a little bit.
Low
self-esteem with people. You know, they're not sure of themselves. They feel like they have to cling on to somebody else. So people who smother are just feeling kind of a void in themselves and feeling needy, and so then they're trying to kind of control your life. And that's what I think. You can hear me.
your reception is a little bit iffy, so if I can't hear you, I'll just let you know. So, here's the deal, guys. I have a client and this week called me and Di, I think I was telling you a little bit about it before, and she is calling me and she goes, hey, now let me tell you about this one. This is a better one. I walked into the gym that I'm a, member of, and she's behind the counter and we've gotten to be pretty good friends. And so she's coming out of a really tumultuous relationship, not quite out of it yet, and started going out with this dude. He's really cute, really. I know him. He's a good guy. He's an architect. He's sexy. He's all those things that, that represents success to most of us. 38 years old and never been married. Now she is 32 and has a 6 or 7 year old little girl. And she says to me, I go, he's pulling back, isn't he? And because I saw it, it's funny, I saw it about a week ago. She goes, yeah, he is. And she goes, what do I do? And so one of the things that keep you from smothering someone, because usually you're doing it for a reason, all right? It's not just who you are. You ask yourself, what am I thinking? Am I thinking, does this woman like me? If you're a man and you're, so I got to check it out and call her and see where she is. and that's coming from an insecurity. Or if you're a woman and you're asking yourself, does this man like me? Does he want to be with me? Is he pulling away? And very rarely do I see a woman, you know, and I see it sometimes with men a little bit, but men are so different than women in the way they communicate. Do I see a woman say to herself, is this the right man for me? And so instead of doing that, she's always going and checking to see if he's still there or if he's going to call her, if he's going to text her. And this woman, she's a great gal, by the way. And I said, well, instead of chasing him or trying to, you know, get him to call you back, I go, why don't you ask the right man for me and my daughter, you know? And a man, I have a friend of mine, he's a guy, and, you know, he communicates with his girlfriend. I just got a text from him this morning. He's saying, before you talk to her, call me, right? Instead of communicating this to her, you know what I mean? Because he says he doesn't want to smother her. So what he does is he smothers her in different ways, you know, different ways of communicating. So that's my take on it. But I really believe that most people have an idea, and they're reacting to a deeper problem or deeper situation of it not being so much about the other person, you know, but about their fear and insecurity and inner turmoil, you know. So what's the solution? Well, real communication, and once again, we communicate differently. So anyway, what do you think, Di? How can we change that? How can we look at it and make it better? I probably lost you. Anyway, so let me see if she called back. Maybe you lost me, which would be okay too. Well, Di, are you there? Okay, hold on one second. I think this is her. I apologize, guys. Di? Okay, so I can't hear Di. Anyway, so I'm not sure what happened to her. Anyway, I'm sure she'll come back. But so that's a couple of things there that you look at when you're with your guy or your girl. Why are you calling? Okay, are you trying to get that feeling again? Or you know, if you're calling them too much, what's the situation? Is it because you want to hear their voice because you miss them, or because you're thinking about their day and how wonderful, wanting to know about what they did today and what was the best thing that happened? Or are you thinking, they're not talking to me today, I got to make sure they're still there. I'm feeling like that they don't care about me. So you got to find your why, because I'm going to promise you that on some level, your man or your woman is going to feel that. Hey, guy, I'm telling you, you're in our reception. Some days I have it bad.
Yes, but I can't keep the signal. I'm not probably get kicked off again, you know. It's like, and I can't, you try to dial back in and there's just nothing. There's nothing, dead air. It doesn't like me today.
I hear you. Well, that's okay. You know, the studios, you know, every once in a while we all have situations, and sometimes that happens to me. But I was just asking the question. I put it out there. I go, listen, I go, does, you know, what is the solution here when you're calling or you're trying to check up on your girl or your guy? What is the why? Is it coming from fear or lust? And one of the things that you can tell is like, okay, are you calling this person so much? You got a lot of background noise here, Miss Guy. Are you calling from, you know, are you calling because your girl, you haven't been able to talk to her and you want to find out how the day went or what's the most exciting thing that happened to her today? Or are you calling because, you know what, you're not feeling good inside and you want to make sure she's still there? I'm not judging it, okay? But if you're not more honest
right.
with yourself and you can look at who you are and why you're doing the thing, are you looking for that connection again that you felt that you had and you don't have again? Which one is a selfish motive? Or is there a selfish reason here? You know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you something. Most men are not prone to smothering. Sometimes they are, but I think that's more of a woman thing than a man thing. Okay, or maybe
I do. I agree with you, and you probably talk to way more women and men than I do. But I definitely think it's more of a woman thing with smothering. You know, and I have a man next to me that's probably going, "Yep, that's." But I think women are definitely more, you know, smotherers than men are, because men have their pride and they don't want other men to look at them like, oh my God, you're, you know, whipped, you're just, you know, you can't stop calling this woman. I think men have to ego a little bit more in there that kind of keeps them from being smothering. But yet there are men who smother. You know, I've only had one, but it is that constant, they're like constantly needy. They're just, they feel like they're needy. And nobody likes that. You know, it's a big turn off. So it's just for a woman, wherever they're coming from, is
I can't hear you. Can you repeat that again? Because the last part of it locked out. Anyway, I'm not quite sure what she said there. Di, if you're still there, please. But she, I think she was talking about men or women. It shows up differently for men than it does women. And although men can smother, they do it a little bit differently, I think, more so sometimes with money. If he's giving his woman, you know, giving his woman, his mate, his girlfriend a lot of money, to support her there, and I'm not saying this in every time, but that's the different ways men and women communicate and I really feel that it's not the best way you can be to in a relationship. Men will, you know, if I give her this amount of money, or if I support her this way, then she owes me this, you know what I mean? And that's not said, but it's assumed sometimes. So I think it's really important just to remember when we're, you know, with our mate or potential mate or a friend, because I prefer to be friends before I ever take it to a whole new level, and I've learned that myself in pretty recently. One of the things that you do, you know, with that is that you realize that, okay, instead of, like, looking at that person to make you feel better, okay, or to make you feel like that you're still in this great relationship, or that that things have not changed, is realize you're doing that for you, okay? And where is that person? You know, is she or he a person that likes a lot of freedom? I know that I've met people from both, and you can get along, but you got to realize are you coming from a place of fear, right? Or are you coming from a place of love? And if you're coming from a place of fear, then let's look at that. You know. How do you change that, or do you recognize that it needs to be changed? That's probably the first thing. And then the second thing is realize that only love is real. The rest is just an illusion, as the Course in Miracles say, which I've just started studying, by the way. It's amazing. And so that's a couple things that you can ask yourself there. One thing that I did this week myself, and I've encouraged other people to do, is write a letter to God, because we always assume that God is some big wizard on a mountain, right? And if you're having problems with your relationship, or not problems, but challenges with your relationship, and you feel like you're coming from a lot of fear, I promise you, your man or your woman's going to feel it, right? And so how do you handle that? You own it. You go, hey, I'm coming from fear. I got to own this. Or I'm coming from love, and this person's not ready for my love, and that can happen too. The kind of love I'm willing to share with somebody. So you got to say to yourself, is this the right person for me? Okay. If he or she is not, responding, you know, to the love that you're offering, and that's okay. Do you understand? Because you can't make somebody, you can't change them. The only person you can change is yourself. And so, what does that look like? One practice that I do myself, and is I write a letter to God. I go, God, dear God, you know, and I just lay it out. I'm really upset that this person is doing this to me. Maybe it's somebody that ran me off, took a turn and cut me off or whatever, because I really am a maniac in traffic, or maybe it's from a divorce. You know, hey, I'm angry this person did this to me in my divorce, or I'm angry this person did this to me in a relationship, or I'm angry at my friend. And just write it all out that's happened to me in the past week or that day or that moment, you know. So let's go, if you're feeling like, you know, that you're being, smothered in a relationship where the person is not communicating like you want them to communicate, and they're not being the person that you want them to be. Write a letter to God and say, dear God, for instance, my friend, I'm not going to tell you her name. I said, write a letter. And so she said, dear God, she goes, this person, is not calling me and is not responding to me. And I am always thinking, what can I do to make him like me more? And I really own that I really need to think I'm worthy enough to say, why do I choose a man like this? And is he the right man for me? And is he the right man to be with my daughter? Well, there's no victims here. You've chosen the circumstance to grow. The only victim is our children, right? Because they don't choose, you know what I mean? And we're here as adults and moms and dads to take care of them. So you write that letter to God. And remember, your child here is your responsibility, too. So address that. Is this the right person to be around my daughter, my son, my grandchildren, you know, whatever may be the case, you know what I mean? Because if you're a grandparent, you want a good spouse, because I had a deal with a person this weekend, he's a grandma, and she really showed me something here. So anyway, so write that letter, dear God, and write it all out. What bothers me? Are they calling me too much? Or are they, you know, is this the right man or is this the right woman for me? And then, you know, take a few deep breaths, because I believe that God lives inside of each and every one of us, okay? Maybe as a Christian or a Jewish person, you may see that different. You may see it Holy Spirit. It doesn't really matter how you see it or how you get there. But there is a part of God that lives in each and every one of us. So then you say, okay, I'd like an answer. So then you write, dear Tui, or dear Joe, dear Ronald, thank you for asking this. Now I'm going to answer them. Or you write, you say, dear Tree, and say, okay, God, give me an answer. And you're going to think that it's going to take a long time, but I'm going to promise you it won't. Okay? And if you just sit down and write that letter first from you, okay, and then you say, okay, God, answer me, and then you write, dear Tree, dear Joe, and then wait for the answers, because I'm going to promise you you're going to get something to write. And I'll share this with you. I have a client that did this week, and somebody has rejected her, right? And there's really no rejection. There's only someone showing you something that needs to be healed in yourself. And she had the most amazing awakening or epiphany. I thought this had affected me. Turned away and someone else, right? What a horrible thing to experience. You know, we have all, you know, have experienced a lesson for her. She realized that I was writing this letter. I'm so angry at him because he pulled away and just, you know, and then he went and dated somebody else. I'm shortening it. She goes, but the message I got when I wrote that to God and then waited for God's answer, dear, and then she said, he wrote, dear Steph, well, it doesn't really matter her name. She said, God said to her that he's in your league. And you think he represents all the things that you wish you could be and never could be and never can have. And what I'm here to share with you is that he is all that you are and more. And the qualities that you see in him are within you. And when you find them within yourself, you won't feel the rejection that you think that he gave you. You will feel the acceptance of those qualities within you and see them within him and realize there's no rejection. Or there's more than one him. I was like, wow, how really beautiful is that, you know? And she went on to tell me there was much more, but I got it, that the qualities that she thought he was totally out of her league and that he liked her and then he didn't like her and she thought he rejected her. But when she learned to accept more of who she is and the beautiful qualities within herself, then she could accept those from the get-go from him, right? But because she couldn't understand why he liked her and why he was attracted to her, on some level, she pushed him away with her energy. And on another level, as soon as she accepted that those parts of her were in her as well as within him, then she could have that relationship with another him that she felt that she missed, you know, that was finding it within herself is what I'm trying to say. So anyway, that's a couple things that I would really recommend you do. Write a letter to your higher power, be that God, it doesn't really matter, okay, Holy Spirit, Jesus, the archangels, whatever you feel is appropriate for you. And the injustices that you feel that's happened to you in a relationship. And then if you've done them, sometimes, we've went through divorce and I have a breakup and this person did this to me. He was abusive. She was abusive. She left me. She didn't call me. And hey, and ask yourself, did I do something? Actually, did I say something? Okay? Let's make them leave me or not call me. Remember, we communicate differently. And ask yourself that. And then write that in that letter to God, and maybe you do it in two letters. It doesn't really matter. But what it's doing is it's showing you how to connect with that higher power within yourself then find that part of you, you know, that you did something and say, hey, I forgive them, but most of all, I forgive myself, okay? And when you find atonement for what you've done, okay, ask forgiveness, right? Then you can let it go. And what's Mary Ann Williamson say? She says, the karma's burned. You don't have to face it again. Because I think we are really punished for our sins, but by our sins, if you believe in sin or wrongdoings or whatever. Is there really anything, any wrongdoings? But it is a way for us to climb the steps to find our higher power, our higher part of ourself. And that's what I really feel. So in this art of to communicate with each other, with the man or the woman in your life, what it really means is you can really develop faith relationship with higher power, and I call God. And really, as you're developing a connection and writing to God or praying to God, whatever it is you're doing, I always like to write a letter from me, and then I like to write a letter from that higher part of me that's connected to God, to connect with all that is really part of me, that we're all part of God, and get the answer that he or she's given me. Mm-hmm. And what happens is your vibration rate rises. You come from a higher place, and that's where we see not only changes within ourselves, within our neighbors, within our families, within our cities, within our states. You know what I mean? And that's how we take our whole country to a whole new level, each and every one of us, person by person. Do you understand? And communicating better. But we learn to realize that a better communication was really understanding who we are and our responsibilities in every situation. Okay? So, once again, we talked about the form of communication difference between men and women. Whether we're smothering or being smothered, you've got to ask yourself, what part of this am I responsible for? Because you are responsible for some of it. Okay, we all are. And how can I take it and turn it around? How can I forgive myself for whatever hurt and pain that I've caused me? Or maybe people have experienced because I mirrored something back in them, and take responsibility for that, and then move ahead in your writing, your prayer, and ask yourself why, what is my motivation for doing this? Is it coming from love or fear? You know, and then if it's coming from fear, ask your higher power, God, heal that fear. And to heal it, so you don't have to look at it again, okay? And if you've done something where other people have experienced pain or hurt because of something, an action that they experienced with you in it, then ask for forgiveness for that, okay? So anyway, I think it's a beautiful Sunday here in South Florida, and I'm so glad you guys were here and listening in. We're going to do a lot more shows, and if you didn't get a chance to listen. Sometimes our communication can be skewed a little bit off, but if you use your mind, it's a great one, and use it to communicate with our loved ones, our man or our woman of our dreams, or our mate, then the great show to listen to is the one I gave on telepathy. It was last Tuesday night. Was it last Tuesday? Yeah, it was last Tuesday. Last Tuesday night on telepathy and how to develop your telepathic abilities, and you can do a lot with that. As a matter of fact, Diane, her guy that she's just moved in with, because she communicated with him before she ever met him. It's a great story. But listen to the show. It's only about 30 minutes long, and you'll get a lot out of it. Also, we've created a meditation on how to attract your soulmate, how to develop your telepathy. So you can give me a call at 954-636-9401 or facebook.com/angelcoaches, or you can go to angelcoaches.org and send me an email from there. And we've got a bunch of new coaches coming in and a bunch of new speakers coming. Also, if you guys are really trying to get in shape for the bikini season and mind, body, and spirit, Dwayne is a trainer. He's a friend of mine. He's also one of my trainers. Has done a great show last Thursday night, and you can download our shows anytime, 24/7, using the web link or going to iTunes and getting them there. So we would love to. I'd love to listen to the telepathy show or the one that I did last week with Dwayne. He was amazing. So not only can you communicate well with your mind using telepathy, but you can also do some great communication by losing a few pounds and feeling beautiful in a great new body, right? So I'm teasing about that, but not really. We all want to look good and physically be fit and be healthy. Okay, so follow us on Blog Talk Radio / Angel Coaches, or like us on facebook.com/angelcoaches. I'd love to hear your comments about the show, what you liked about it. Would you like to hear something more? Please let us know. And next week will be our last show on this series, how men and women do have different communication styles. Okay, so I hope you got a lot out of this. We will see you on Tuesday night when it's about manifesting with the angels. You guys enjoy your Sunday and your family day if you have family. And take care and have a great now.